Does everyone have their character sheets up?
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm going to need a recap because, like, what? When was the last time we played? Like, 8 months ago?
All right.
4th of October.
Timing.
The recap is you guys just had the big zombie cook-off.
I don't know what that means.
We went to, we followed the minecarts, had the mad crash.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Seed was kidnapped by some creature with bright yellow eyes. Then we followed Barry?
Bruce.
We followed Bruce into town where we tried to go stealthy and he ran in like a bull in a china shop.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
So then the zombies were let loose and we were able to wipe them out.
Mm-hmm.
We had some whites come in as well. And then the necromancer came out with the boy.
And Nora got possessed as well.
Yeah, Nora got possessed by
the guy. Correction, it was Iodanen that failed his stealth check, actually.
Yeah, it was.
That's right.
So you guys killed the zombies, headed home, and after you drifted off to sleep, Nora had a dream in which she was approached by the Raven Queen.
Who
you'd think would remember. But I'll get you to roll me a history check, Canix.
Oh, a history check?
Yep.
Ah.
If we're streaming this,
No.
Do you want to change your
Twitch
game from League of Legends to Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh, I probably should do that. I don't know how.
I reckon it would be way funnier for people who are looking for League of Legends to be like, this isn't League of Legends.
What do you mean it's not League of Legends? These people are crazy.
We are a League of Legends.
But you can't see, you can't see Jinx? You can't, you're not looking at the screen, man? She's right there in the tank top. Sorry, in the brassiere.
He certainly got the hair for it.
Yeah.
Hells yeah.
Yeah. That's an 8.
Okay.
It's a really solid 8. What is this in relation to, though? Because I think there's something weird with my history checks.
It is not related to fiends, undead, or devils. This is just a history check for comical reasons to see if you remember that you were approached by the Raven Queen. And given the greatest item ever, which I hope you have the stats for, because I put it in your character.
Yes, I am. I freaked out so hard after that.
Mod Brat, quick question if you don't mind.
Yeah, man.
Are we recording this as well to put on Spotify, Apple, and all that fun stuff?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, tell her the adventure will continue. And she will not be left in the lurch for 4 months.
Okay, wonderful.
I would never do that to a listener. Alrighty. So is everyone ready?
Yep.
Absolutely not. Let's do it.
Wonderful.
Can one of you turn that off?
The music?
Just kidding. It's me. Welcome to Arras, a land so corrupt that the gods are paid in bribes and taxi drivers in tips, because everyone is a shill. We rejoin our adventurers in the house of Izzar, the friendly Kenku. Our adventurers awaken.
To find that their friend, Vala, has already left.
Morning, all.
I actually have a question.
Open with mute sound off.
All right. I'm going to do this again and actually check, because I want to actually check that it comes through all right.
Yep. it sounded good.
Excellent. Alrighty. So, guys, little bit of catch up. So, guys, little bit of catch up.
Catch up.
Our heroes have been through a lot and have got back to Iz's house, where they have awoken to the smell of bacon and eggs. And Vala missing. You can make your way downstairs or you can lay in. It's your call.
Early bird gets the worm or the bacon. Off I go.
Well, you never heard of B&B, have you? Normally they bring the food to you. I'm staying and resting.
Right, I'm going to eat all your bacon.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
It's also at this point that I just remembered you all slept on the floor.
Yeah, we did.
However,
well, that's not going to be good for my back.
Morning, morning. How is everyone? Long time no see.
It has been one evening.
It has, but it is quite late. You see, I didn't go out fighting last night, so, yeah, I've been up for about 5 hours.
Did you see what our tiefling friend...
Yes. She went to her temple. She was actually up at before dawn, like normal, she said. She said, this is the time I get up all the time, and headed off. And she came back and she dropped something off for one of you. Apparently, Brother Edwin, you know, the old guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he dropped off a letter, and I think it's for you, little guy.
I think she's talking to you.
I'm just going to send that to you, Sky.
I'm curious.
Is that breakfast available for all of us?
Yeah, sit down, make yourself at home.
Nah, it's not for you, my friend. Host.
You think because I am a priest, I do not eat bacon?
There we go. For some reason, because I've been working on my overlays all week, this is not one of the best ones I worked on. I've sent it to you in chat.
Ah.
So this is scrolled down on a scroll. The Temple of Ilmara has clerics in charge of sending. And this was a message sent to Brother Edwin and recorded and passed on to you.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm going to just stash that note in my backpack and head downstairs for breakfast.
Excellent.
I don't have an appropriate prop to make a sound for Ted popping out of his shell. Unfortunately, I'll have to fix that for next time. But he is going to stretch, and I'm going to roll the d20 for the ring.
Excellent. Good man.
Which is a 5.
So yeah. I've just put the letter up on the stream, hopefully, that he had done and received. So I'm learning how to do this stuff. I just have to create a better library that's easy to access.
All good.
That's awkward.
Hey, now, there's a reason why I put it in my pocket.
Well, unfortunately, everyone knows except you now. But yes, you guys can eat some bacon. Ted has popped out of his shell. And you guys are free to sit there. And Adan, I'm not going to make his roll for it. Adan, you see a a little notice. And on the notice on the table, it's got quite a few familiar names on it. And as soon as you look at it, Bruce looks over and sees it and snaps it up and goes, "Oh, geez. Thought it was all a bad dream, mate." And on the notice is a list of the people who passed away at the camp. Workers and people involved in the No More Rail protest group.
How long is the list?
It goes on to the next page.
So that's got a list of names of the people that were in that secret meeting with us, and also names of
just the people that died on the rail on the way up there that were killed.
Right.
So Stuna and the rest of the gang, apart from Bruce. Yeah. Teru's seed is his name is listed, as well as Stuna, and the a list of about 30 to 40 people you don't recognize the name of, but assuming are workers.
Because Stuna is the one that Bruce said snapped and took Terry's seed and teleported away.
The one with the yellow eyes, correct?
Yeah.
And as Bruce is holding it, you can see on the back, it says that in 7 days, a funeral service will be held, and there will be counselling available for all people that have lost a loved one.
Well, Brucey, my sincerest condolences for your losses. There were some good people up there.
Yeah, I appreciate that, mate. Speaking of which, I think there's going to be a lot of heat for this. So I think it might be best if you guys lay low and you let me take all the credit and blame for this one. And I'll go tell everyone that I've done this.
That is mighty generous of you, Bruce.
Maybe a little uncalled for.
Is that a wanted list with any of our likeness or names on it?
No, not so much. But, you know, let me just have a look at your passive insights. Adan, you think this might not be as generous as... You're not sure why. This may be self-serving. Anyways, yeah. Izza, don't want to take up too much more of your house or time or space. Thank you very much. And flips the silver her way. And yeah, so I'll go take the credit, blame. I'll go take the blame for getting rid of those necromancers. And yeah, I guess I'll just deal with the consequences.
This is a weird way to put it, though.
Yeah, the things I'm willing to do for you guys. All right, I'll see you later. Walks out, closes the door.
I think perhaps our friend seeks to martyr himself as the last surviving team member.
Or, if we're going down that train of thought, perhaps get all the credit for killing a group of necromancers?
Perhaps it depends on who it is that pays the wages. You heard the captain of the guard. As they are paid to just accept a necromancy from the rail corps.
But it's still just throwing away his life. Like, there's no point to that.
Well, there is a group of people he'd probably like to impress.
Unless he wishes to go claim that it is he that killed the members of the protest group.
I don't know if he's that generous.
So, stabbing us in the back.
Perhaps if it gets him financial gain and gets him money to get off this godforsaken continent, he might
Can't say I blame him entirely.
All right. You guys are happy that Izzy's... Listen, you guys can stay as long as you like. As you can see, there's the funeral service. Funeral service is in 7 days. And yeah, they'll be ending the funeral service on a happy note with a few awards they're giving out. But apart from that, life's pretty good. So you're welcome to stay here, although we probably should talk price.
Sure. Happy to do that.
All right. So there's five of yous. I can't speak for our lady friend, but Vala is quite large and takes up a lot of space, so that kind of counts as an extra. So maybe 6 gold a day.
Perhaps she's already covered at the Temple of Ilmatar. I mean, it is, after all, her home and the temple of her deity.
All right, but she did sleep here last night, so I'll tell you what, I'll knock it down to 5 gold a night for you. I think that sounds mighty fair.
Are
there any assistances that we can provide that'll maybe knock the price off a little more?
Well, you know, there's also the fact that we aided her escape from the prison.
Well, there is that.
Not to nitpick, but I believe I was the one that got us out of the prison.
You certainly were. But like
it's
I said,
it's fine. I'll pay for it.
Why? Thank you. That's lovely.
Will you
gold
indeed?
A night for 7 nights, let's say, so 35 gold.
Excellent.
There we go.
Thank
I'll
you.
Pull some out of my pocket and just place it in her. Feathers?
Yeah. That should cover breakfast.
Wing?
And then 35 for the accommodation.
Don't test
me. I'm only kidding with you. Come on, just having a laugh.
That's a good one.
I know. Anyways, time's your own, guys. So what's everyone heading out to do? You got 7 days in town. There are leads to follow, people missing. There is ships to check on and fishes to catch. And
Stephen Hawking has returned from the dead.
But I also know the... You might have messaged it to me on Discord, but I haven't seen it. What is the role you got with your ring?
We are not familiar with RoboDM, but...
I was about to say, one second, one breath.
Oh my gosh.
Your mic has gone really reverby and robot-y.
It did it?
Wait. Just sing really quickly one more time. Just once.
While I was listening to you, I was just clicking on icons on my screen, forgetting that it was voice mod.
Yeah. Come on, go Daft Punk. Let's go.
No.
That's fine. Oh, man.
It's okay. I'm just a bard. All right, so you guys are free. Where are you guys heading? I'm going to start with you, Ted. What did you roll on your roll?
It was a 5.
Excellent. While you are sleeping, you have a dream of going fishing, and you fish and fish and fish. And you wake up feeling really, really exhausted and hungry. And you feel like you were there for hours and caught nothing. But it was just a dream.
Seems like a not bad dream of fishing.
Yeah, there was nothing there. Somebody take the lead. Where are you heading?
Ted's gonna grab his fishing gear and go fishing.
All right. I'll get
if
you.
It wasn't obvious.
Well, no, that's all right. I'll get you to roll me a fishing roll.
Here goes the fishing roll. That will be a 22.
You were fishing for quite a while before you even get a nibble. You're in your good spot off the jetty there. You've got your burley out, and something doesn't feel right. You end up catching a nice big, like, albacore. It's a fantastic looking fish, but you think back to a couple of weeks ago, and you're pretty sure. I'll get you to roll me a either insight or nature. Your call.
Insight is better. At 19.
Something's wrong. Something's off.
Ocean doesn't feel quite right.
I'll let you think about that. I'll go back to the other two. Other three, what are you guys up to?
Well, there's going to be gnome or ale.
Take your time.
The bad guys. They're going to be at that funeral, aren't they?
I mean,
do you reckon?
I assume so.
Are you talking the protesters?
No. The ones killing the protesters. The necromancers. They would have to be at that funeral, won't they?
Perhaps they'll have their representatives there. I doubt that the head honchos would make an appearance.
Depends on whether or not it's a public affair.
Why don't we make it a public affair and set up a little meeting?
A trap.
Impromptu meeting. Yeah, I like the word meeting instead of trap, but we'll go with that.
Did you forget that we wiped out a number of their staff members? Perhaps they will not be particularly inclined with hospitable conversation, should they know it was us.
And that's where my conversation topics come up. I'm more than happy to set up a few traps or topics around the area where the funeral may be.
Can you guarantee that there would not be any loss of civilian and innocent life, though? I am also slaying those who support and engage in necromancy, but those who are being used and abused, not so much.
That's fair. The best I can do is the fact that we will get them. Give myself and Canix can help me along the road as well for the week, and we can cause destruction to a minimal sense.
Did Bruce take the note with him?
No, it's on the parade.
Well, where the funeral notes and stuff and all the
that's like in the area paper. So yeah, it's on the table.
Is there a location where the funeral is going to be held?
Yeah, it's ending up. It's a march procession, starting at the northern gates and ending in front of the Priest's End Tavern, which is the place that gets roughed up quite often. And you guys had a big fight in.
And that we might maybe be thrown out of.
Is there anywhere along that route that goes past, say, the cop station, the prison, anything near those more susceptible to bribery areas?
The whole town is generally bribable, but basically, looking at these points here, go straight down there, around and around the Priest's End. So your mining facility is here, your Crucifixion Hill's up this way, which is your cop shop. But yeah, there are generally people around.
Can't see anything that you just pointed at.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oof.
Alrighty. Eyeballs. Okay, so
it's not showing your cursor.
Okay, so see where you guys are here?
Where the little blue face is, and yep. You see? Yep.
If I move it like this, can you see it?
Yes.
Yeah, we can see that.
And down this road. Into this procession area here. Got a route and everything.
What if we made the trap, if we could say trap, in that little three street vertices?
Have you considered that other than perhaps the big shot or rail conductor, we have no idea what their staff look like? So how will we know who to trap and who to waylay upon the funeral procession?
Give me the week. I'll find something out.
All right. So while that's happening, you guys are thinking about what you're going to do. Hopefully by this time, you guys have looked over towards Nora and noticed she's wearing a new black cloak with the head of a raven.
And what have you? That is a new cloak. Might be an old man, but I have not seen that before.
What are you talking about?
Your cloak.
Perfect. I'll get you to roll deception on that versus insight.
Well, I just assumed I hadn't seen it yet because, okay. I was like, hey, if she doesn't remember the dream, she's probably not paying attention.
Oh, no, you definitely remember the dream. I was joking more as a history roll for Jess.
Great. I apologize. Well, I failed that before I even rolled the dice, so.
Excellent.
Oh, this? Call it a gift from a friend.
Would I recognize potentially if that is an indication of who she may serve?
You could take a stab. Yeah, there's no real role for it. You would never know for sure, but you would. It seems magical, and it's got a raven on it. Yeah, 50-50, most likely.
I'm just going to nod gently, carry on with the conversation. So what are you thinking about this funeral procession? Your small friend here seems to think that perhaps it is best to ambush of some degree the members of the gnome or rail. How did it go again?
It's one of like 50 pronunciations.
I believe it's no more rail.
No, that's a protest group.
Is that was not it what we're talking about?
Was it no more ale? No, wait, that was the...
That's the AA place.
Yes.
Gnome or rail. That's the group of necromancers, correct?
I think so.
I believe
they couldn't
so.
Do us the basic courtesy of picking distinguishable names, could they?
No.
This town has always been a little backwards.
I got that.
Also, Adan, don't call me small again, please, my friend.
I am sorry. I keep forgetting your name. It's
Adan.
I am terrible with names.
It's
you can call him. You Iadan. Can call him Danon if it makes it easier.
I was tempted to call him son, but I was pretty sure that would not go down too well.
Might have gone down worse, actually.
But being a halfling, he is perhaps nearly as old as I am.
How old
Probably
are you?
A bit older.
All right, so I'm going to cut you off there and head back to Ted, who's fishing. Now, Ted, as you're fishing, you look around. You've noticed something's not right for the water. And then you see your boat, ship, whatever you want to call it, the Gorn fishing. And that's when you notice behind your ship is a much larger, much more impressive ship. And you see on it your, I don't want to call him a friend, but Captain Julius Stormguard. And he goes, ah, ha, my friend, ah, wait there. And I'm coming. Running around the port. He's sort of, where is it? You're sort of sitting where this blue thing is. And he's hearing, ah, friend, how are we?
Well, what? Captain Stormguard, it's been a while.
It has. I've been off sailing the seas in my fantastic ship, the Lovemaker. Because it penetrates the water. I know you know, but I just like to tell you.
You said this is an 18 plus stream, right?
It does penetrate the water.
Indeed.
That'll hold up in court.
Impressive vessel.
The most impressive.
I have to point out that considering the name of the ship, it is a he.
Yeah.
Is it a vessel of sufficient girth?
Stop!
He would have an answer for that if he could hear you. But yes.
Probably not the answer you'd want to hear. Oh,
dear me.
But no, I've been called out to help the famous explorers to find their, how shall I say, stuff. What are you doing these days, hey?
Well, fishing as usual. Something seems a bit off today. I'm not sure what it is.
Perhaps, maybe, I'll suggest your day doesn't seem that special because you're standing next to me. And I seem very special.
Ted sort of scratches his face and like, no, I don't think that's quite it. Something to do with the sea doesn't feel quite right.
You've given me much to think about. But I'm off to earn more coin. Ha ha! And he's gonna head off to town. All right. Nora, back to you. What are you doing?
Desperately trying not to make more jokes.
His ship is made of hard wood.
Well, I was going to say it's renowned for having a truly solid deck.
Let me just write these jokes down to add in again and again.
So, you're so welcome. I'm giving you free material. That is a good question. We're still having this conversation, are we not? We haven't truly sort of come to a conclusion.
Well, you could just ask Dan how old he was. Were you going to pursue that question? Because he was just going to ignore it.
And I was expecting it to be ignored. It was mostly just putting it out there like, I actually don't know how old you are.
Well, is
I think... Sorry, continue.
That's right. Is this going to look over and go, I think that's really charitable, you guys. Like, you know, Bruce was pretty beat up last night. He lost a lot of friends. So, yeah, allowing him to collect a bounty on necromancers. That, you guys.
There it is.
You guys are just the best.
A bounty.
That sure is the word you could use. To describe what that was.
He does have a claim to at least a portion of it.
Yeah, but not all of it.
What did he do? Like, really? When you think about it. In the grand scheme of things, what did he do?
He got us to the town and bribed the guards so that we could enter without any opposition.
Would that have been impossible without him there?
It makes it a lot easier having a local.
It does, but, you know, when it comes to this sort of thing, I've got a little bit of experience. I certainly am not against him having part of that because, you know, damages.
But we must get down to the business then, yes? The longer we sit here and wait, the more money he will end up walking away with. Are we going to try and make a claim so that we can split it with our other friends? Or are we going to let this one go?
I wouldn't mind a little money. I mean, come on. I nearly died a few times.
I was possessed.
Yeah,
did not enjoy that. Did not enjoy that. That was a terrible experience. Would not recommend it.
Adon, you're more of a moral man. What are your thoughts around this?
I am not one particularly fond of gold. I think it leads a lot of people into very foolish behavior. However,
certainly.
We have a missing friend of yours, Erucid, and perhaps gold may assist us in locating his whereabouts. And I have a feeling that if you want your plan to work this week and take down some necromancers, we may need some more coin.
Especially since you're spending it all on breakfast.
Very funny. Nora, what do you think? Do you think this plan will work?
I think it'd be a lot better if we could get them far, far away from the funeral. Not only do I think it would be best in terms of reducing casualties, but also just out of respect. You know, like I am a fan. I'm as much a fan as anybody of when a plan comes together, you know. But there are some lines I'd rather not cross. And given, and she sort of just brushes her fingers gently over the new clasp on her cloak. Given recent changes, I'd certainly prefer we stay away from a memorial to the dead.
I understand. Well, so what you're suggesting is a little bait and catch. We bait him out, and then we catch him.
I stopped by one of the locations where they are using necromancers on my way into town before we met. I had to slay a father in front of his boy, though his father was already dead.
God.
Izzy, whereabouts exactly would Bruce go to claim this bounty?
I think you're just looking for the bail house near the Precent Tavern.
Then we shall go there.
All right.
Agreed.
Did you mean me also?
No. You can remain here, Izzy. It is perhaps best for us to not all travel together, given that we did all run away from the prison together.
I think that's a good Nora, do you still have that potion I gave you?
And I rifle through my bag. This one?
Yeah.
I think it's gold.
Yes. Could I borrow that?
Sure. Okay, yeah. I hand it over.
There is a loan fee for that, though, Izzy. Somewhere in the vicinity of about 3 gold.
Well, it's mine. It's just I got another batch brewing right now.
I'm teasing.
Well, don't
it's
mess.
It's really hard to know.
Don't mess with a, let's say, someone that's fond of the tables when they're on their way. I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Well, shall we?
Ooh, actually, I want to try something. And I sort of like, I assume we're all sort of walking and talking out of the house now.
Yeah, do you want to tell me where you're walking? Just before you tell me what you're doing?
Oh, just like literally just in front of the
house.
Okay,
yep, go for it.
And I want to see if I can activate any ability of this cloak.
Well, you'll have to tell me which one the ability is. Hang on a second.
We'll go with the second ability.
Why are you not... Did you move it from my campaign book?
I don't know how I would have done that.
I have no idea, but you're not coming up on the campaign. Read the ability to me. Hang on, actually don't. Hang on, there you are. I wonder why that is.
I was hiding, seeing my stealth is just that high. Plus four, guys.
There we go. Second ability. Oh, yes, you can definitely do that, but I'll get you to do a roll for it just because it's interesting. Anything above a five.
Just roll, a general roll?
Just a general roll.
I'm terrified. I'd have... Well, it's not below a five.
Now, let me just check. Was my wording above a five?
I think so.
Excellent. You guys watch as... So I'm taking you did roll a five?
I rolled a five, yes.
Yes. You guys watch as Nora slowly starts to shrink and the cloak starts to grow and it shoots out to the side. And as it does, it sort of starts and you hear like a, and it's just slowly Nora turns into a raven. And Nora, I'll get you to roll a d8.
Ouch. That's a four.
Okay, you have 3 HP in this form.
Ooh, okay.
But that won't happen again. That's just the first time. It was a little bit of a weird sort of creaky into the new form.
Never done it before. Just assuming there's a magical thing that will happen, not knowing what it's going
to be. Exactly. You just had a feeling and you went with it and you forgot to tuck that left wing in and it sort of,
Yep, ow.
But no, you guys see as Nora turns into a raven in front of you.
And I will fly up and just sit on Adan's shoulder.
I was going to say I'm going to gently bend over and just gently pick her up and place her on my shoulder because I imagine trying to learn how to fly for the first time ever could have catastrophic results.
I will get you just to roll initiative to get to decide whether you fly there or he places you there because, like, I don't want you guys to fight. I want it to be decided fairly.
No, it's okay. Okay, I'll just stand around and look at everything from a different angle.
That was a 19 to hit the edge of the screen and roll back to a 1.
Nice. Great. Well, I'm not moving anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
Anyway.
Am I able to do a history check or something to see if I've seen this type of magic before? Because this isn't normal magic.
No, it is not.
Did anyone... As I pick her up and place her on my shoulder, can I have a look around and see if anyone particularly noticed what just happened?
Yeah. You look around with your passive perception. No one's out partying on the streets. It's kind of like there's been a whole heap of deaths in the town and there is still business going on, but no one's really paying attention to you.
Okay, cool.
Sky, I'll get you to roll. Let's go Arcana.
It's one of my lowest ones, man.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just how it works.
One of my best rolls, though. 22.
Oh, yeah. You've seen this sort of stuff before. It's obviously some sort of religious artifact that allows polymorph into an animal. You're quite aware of this sort of thing. Although you would know it's a very rare item or very rare ability. While you guys are walking,
artifact.
I just need to know where you guys are walking so I can switch back to Ted.
We're walking to the bailhouse.
I'll see if I can manage to fly, just sort of like stay in place for a little bit, and then see if I can wheel up and see what we're looking for.
Excellent. Why not? Let's do a strength check where your strength should be halved, so you're only going to have plus two on this.
Okay.
Wait, so your athletics is normally six, so I'll give you plus three instead of plus six.
Cool. Oh, great. That's a nine. I'm rolling like garbage now.
No, but you got to remember, you're only lifting a bird's weight. Yep, you take off, you have a look around. You spot Ted sitting on a jetty having a fish. You have a bit of a fly over the town. You head up over Crucifix Hill. You're heading back to town. Really just taking the sights. It's the first time you've ever flown. Mm-hmm. And
going for it.
Right there, you hear a in the air above you, and we'll cut back to Ted.
Oh, great.
Ted.
Standingly there, as stoically as a turtle man can.
Fair enough, fair enough. So you sitting there, fishing, you know something's not right. You've caught your one fish, what are you up to? Like, I should point out that your friend Terry Seed is missing.
Ted would like to try and get another fish on his hook and see if he can cast Speak with Animals and talk with it.
Roll me a fishing roll. Actually, no, don't bother. You get a fish, you pull it up, and you cast Speak with Animals. And the fish is like,
I'll sort of take a hold of him and sort of just hold him in the water. Terribly sorry to be hooking you, friend. I just meant to ask you something.
All right. Listen, I have a family. Please.
Don't be worrying, little buddy.
Don't
I'll
kill
be letting
me.
You go. I just wanted to ask. The sea seems a little off. Would you know anything about that at all?
Well, how many of those worms do you have left, sir?
Tattle, sort of check.
You've got a whole bucket full of worms.
About a couple.
All right. Slide one over here.
Little grab a worm and dangle it in front of the fish.
I feel my memory coming back.
He gives the fish the worm.
I'm just going to put any, like, pull some of your scales apart and sort of pushes it down the side. I need to take it home to my family. Yes. It is a little off. Something is wrong. The energy is wrong. The fish are scared. They are leaving this area. But I have so much owing on my seaweed house. I need to keep working.
Of course. Would you know if it's just like this area around here, or?
I've heard that on this side of the coast, it's all going bad. I don't know what that means. I'm just a fish. A fish that's very hungry, and my family is very hungry. Maybe you could give me another fish.
Another worm,
not a fish. That would be very gross.
Ted will give him another worm and be like, alrighty, well, you take care, little buddy. Let him go.
Okay, if you go down south, you'll find better waters. And he swims off with his worms.
Ed gives him a little salute and climbs back up onto the pier.
Sir, what is your name?
I'm Ted the Fisher.
Francois Dovier. Pleasure. And then swims off. All right.
Fish do not have ears. No, duly noted.
I'll make a note of that. Fish don't have ears.
Well, I mean, I just assumed.
All righty. So where are you heading off to from there, Ted?
Ted'll probably just go for a wander around town.
Cool. All right. So I'm going to say that you are heading. The other guys were coming from Iz's house, which is here. They're going down here. Where Nora, you went like this. Wee, I'm over here. And you got to about here. And Ted, you were down here, and you're just going to walk up around the town like this. All right, so I'll say you're about there. All righty, so you guys are walking. You see Nora flying around. She goes out of sight towards Crucifixion Hill. You see her come back, and she lands on the ground next to you. And just sort of is like bobbing around a bit. So this is Adan and Sky. Sorry, Adan and Iadanen.
I'm going to go back down and pick her up.
She can't as you go to approach her, she gets spooked and starts flying away. I'll get you to do an animal handling.
All right. 11.
You get kind of close to it, and yeah, you're just about to grab her to like put her on your shoulder or whatever, and then she gets spooked and just flies away. Cutting back to you, Nora, you're still up in the sky, and you hear above you, and yeah, you turn to see a massive eagle coming down towards you.
Nice dive.
It's like
immediately.
Yeah, you nosedive. I'll get you to do a acrobatics check.
And do Adan and myself see this?
No.
No, we
Good
think
Lord.
The other ravens are.
What? 9. What is happening? Am I cursed?
Funnily enough, I rolled a 9 as well on fluffy dice. However, I'm an eagle, and I just snatched you out of the air. How you going, little dude?
What?
Come on, let's do it. And he starts like nosediving and swinging around. He goes, you weren't going fast enough. I feel the need for speed. Woo! And he's just flying around.
I can understand you. What?
Of course you can. You're a little bird. I'm a bird. We can all understand bird.
I'm not a bird. I mean, I'm a bird now, but I'm not usually a bird. I've never spoken to a bird before.
Well, you know what, man? You're special. I like you. I like you. You're special.
Okay, great.
All right,
what
well.
What's your name?
Terrence.
What?
Terrence the Eagle. What's your name?
Nora.
All right. Okay, you want to do a race?
I mean, aren't you the fastest bird?
Yeah. But I like to give my prey like a little bit of a head start, you know? Like, I let you go, you run. It's like, don't eat me. It'll
prey?
Be fun.
Prey, huh?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll take you down and takes you down to just above the Priest End Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are actually walking down here towards the Priest End Tavern. You're sort of coming down underneath it with trying to bring your raven friend, but it has flown away. And you guys, yeah, she'll come back. And you get to about here. Ted, you're walking up here, and you would see the eagle fly in the air, but think nothing of it.
Did we land?
Yeah, you are on the building across the road from the Priest End Tavern.
Great. Can I drop my transformation, please?
Yes, you can. Roll an intimidation check.
Oh, no. Oh, a 13. I've got a plus zero, so I expected it to be terrible.
Oh, I love how that started.
Yeah. The eagle's going to put up its dukes and start scratching a bit towards you.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's going to turn, squawk loudly, and fly away. Ted, as you're walking, you just hear an eagle scream out, "Yo, man, forget you!" And flies off.
Freck!
Well, what was that about?
Oh! Hi, Ted! Give me a sec, and I'm going to try to get down off of this building. I'm going to kill myself doing this, aren't I?
It's only one story. You got an index. I'm not even going to make you roll. Slide down a drain pipe.
Oh. Oh. Hey there. I've got this new cloak, so I can do some special things, and, well, I got into a fight with that eagle. His name was Terrence. Real prick.
Fair enough.
The other two of you are walking towards them. You see Ted and Nora stand there, chin wagging. And all of you, give me a perception check.
Oh, all of us?
Yeah.
My passive perception's higher. As soon as you put me on the spot, I perceive nothing.
7.
That's right. I'll work up your passive for this one. 7, Idanen, and Ted.
13.
13. All right.
18
so,
for me.
I saw your one. That's all right. So, you guys, apart from Nora, you guys hear a commotion coming from inside the Priest End Tavern. And you hear something along the lines of, "So there I was, standing in front of my unconscious compadres, and there was like 12 necromancers gathered around me."
Can I slyly just step into the door, try not to make a scene as of right now, but just step in a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah,
I just want to listen for a moment more. I want to see where this story goes.
Yeah, give me a stealth check.
All right, come on, plus 11.
Hey, Louise.
Needed it. 17.
Yeah, he was rolling with disadvantage anyway, so yeah, you're good. And he's like, "And there I was, and this giant centipede raised out of the ground, and I grabbed this like twig that the people had set on fire, and I grabbed the twig and I built it into a fire, and I like burnt this whole thing down." Everyone's like, "Yeah, sure, Bruce, whatever." He's like, "Oh, I killed them all. Apart from your family members, they were already dead when I got there." And yeah, there's people buying him drinks and he's pretty happy. Everyone's sort of cheering a little bit. There's a little bit of rowdiness going on.
You hear me just slow clapping in the background. "Well, well, well, Brucey, if that wasn't the darndest story I've ever heard."
And he's like,
how did you beat all those zombies and necromancers all by yourself? Tell me again. I'm interested."
And he says, "Listen, I will tell the harrowing tale again. But first, I'm going to buy everyone more rounds." And he just throws some gold in the air. And everyone's like, "Yes! Wow!"
I do not lose sight of him at all. I'm going to keep my eyes trained on him if he tries to make a run for it.
Fair enough, fair enough. That's always good.
What?
Party night starts. So they are just hitting the piss hard. And what are you guys getting up to?
I'm assuming we've come in at this point.
Oh, you don't have to.
And oh, he instinctively looks at his non-existent watch to work out what time it is.
Is this day drinking? This might be day drinking.
Well, you guys did wake up like this is lunchtime.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh yeah, the everyone's drinking, partying, and Bruce comes out and he goes, oi, no hard feelings, and he grabs you on the shoulder and he's like, oi, no hard feelings, mate. Listen, you know, people were down. People are dead. Family's dead. Everyone dead. I figured, give them some gold, give them some drinks, and maybe this becomes a win for everyone, you know?
Generous.
That is very generous.
But Bruce, you lied to us.
No, nonsense. I definitely said I was taking the blame for it.
This ain't taking the blame, this is taking the glory. Now, I'm not a man that seeks glory per se, but I don't like it when it's stripped from me.
Alright, he's walked you out the front, he's got his beer, he goes, right, listen. I'll be honest with you. There is some plus sides to being the hero of the town, but there's some downsides too.
Like when they ask you to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be one. Or, like, I don't know. None have happened yet. And honestly, like, right now, I feel like I could live forever. And he holds his drink up in the air, and I'll get you all to roll a perception check with disadvantage.
Oh, no.
He's about to get sniped.
Oh, yeah.
7. I 16. Have not rolled above a 10.
11.
I like being perceptive.
18.
Damn.
So 18 was the highest?
Yeah, Ted got an 18 and Dan got a 16.
Yeah. As he holds his glass in the air, an arrow hits him right between the eyes, then a second one in the neck, and a second one just below that. And he falls down.
1, 2, 2. Wait a minute.
Counting?
Yeah.
And that's where we'll end the episode.
What?
I can't say I didn't see that coming. The second he said I feel like I could live forever, I'm like, oh, he's dying today.
Oh, he's so dead. He's so dead.
He's dying.
No emotional attachments to the town allowed.
Nope. Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
So, guys, I do hope you enjoyed playing this session.
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will say, for continuity's sake, that actually, no, we'll save that. But you guys each gain a level.
Oh,
nice.
It's my rule. Level every session. Who hasn't rolled? Ted, I'll get you to roll.
What?
Just a luck roll, D20.
13.
All right, roll a D4. On a 1, no one else gets a feat, only you. 1 will be Nora, 2 will be Eden. Sorry, 1 is no one, 2 is Nora, 3 is Adan, 4 is Iodanen.
It's a 2.
Ah, nice.
There you go. So you two get an extra feat.
8.
And I'm going to learn from this, and I'm not going to do any spoilers or anything. I'm going to say that's where we end the episode. So I hope you guys had fun talking to eagles and fish and stuff. once again proving that the best way to play D&D is among mates.
Yeah, it is.
Indeed.
No chance of interrupting me. I thought about that ahead of time.
Gotta sure say, this was one of the funnier episodes that we've had.
Yeah.
And I kept it a bit shorter. I do want it to get shorter, but we'll get there in time.
I was expecting just when she turned into a raven to just turn to someone and go, I kill people.
Oh my gosh. Look, it did cross my mind. I was very close, but I was like, that might be a little on the nose. Oh, well.
Oh, goodness me. Also, have you guys seen on D&D Beyond, if you click the top right corner above the forging symbol, there's a wizard that you can click on?
Huh?
No.
On D&D Beyond?
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, party mode.
What's party mode?
Click on it. You click on the wizard and the headings go flashy flash.
Ah.
Just letting you know, mod, that Adan took a feat and took linguist.
Because you guys are level 8 now.
Yep.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I still don't know what you're talking about, so...
I thought about taking an ability score, but it's like, what am I going to put that into? Like,
I actually forgot to do this, so I'll do it now. So, guys, thanks for listening. And remember, here's a little bit of a break so we can sort out what we're doing.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Does the person next to you keep rolling 20s, but you roll nothing but 1s? Are you a wizard making a strength?
We need your imaginary money.
Or a paladin rolling stealth? Because we've got the perfect product to deal with your stress. Chesticles. Are they boobs or balls? It's your choice what you tell your friends. Nipples and straggly hair sold separately. Are you a DM? Do your players sometimes get distracted? Well, do I have the product for you. Player Shock Color. Amuse your friends, terrify your enemies. Start the campaign with a bang. This amazing product comes with 3 settings. Alert, warning, and divine intervention. No one would dare check the footy scores at your table.
I worked out all right.
Yeah, it worked out good.
So don't forget to buy your player shock collars. And yeah, guys, hope you had a good time. We'll try and get back onto a Monday night. I will actually meet up with Vala for their session. Which is, you should say thank you to Vala for dropping off that letter, though, Iodanen.
I will, absolutely.
And, yeah, we will talk about that later. But anyways, until then, everyone have a great, safe COVID apocalypse.
The best way I've ever heard anyone put that.
And yeah. Thank you, Mod Brat.
Hey, at least we can do this among mates, though.
Exactly right.
Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next time to see Adam die.
I have to put points in constitution to try to avoid
in
that.
In style.
Quick.